Hello, this is Angie.
Hi, Angie. It's Samantha Hayes calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Angie, is it a good time? Can we chat?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. First of all, I really wanted to discuss the book with you and also enlighten you on the entire process. So let's start off with the book. I see that you sent the outline for the book, correct?
Yeah, it was mostly just notes that I have made, and it's a little discombobulated, but I was told that it was something I could work on with you guys.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. So I take it from the notes that the book is going to be an autobiography, right?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you guys about, was that the issue that I'm having with it being an autobiography is that some of the stuff that I dealt with at the hands of my mother, she's still alive. And I wouldn't want that to be published as like all truth, just because I just don't. What are your recommendations for something like this when there's that stuff in play?
Yes, let me guide you with that. See, there are two ways we can take this further, okay? First of all, we can certainly go ahead and use a pen name and also put up a disclaimer in the beginning of the story that some of the events or scenarios are fictitious in the book. That way you'll be safe. All right, these are the two ways, one way in which we can proceed. So we won't really call it an autobiography. We'll have to change the genre of it. It could be called a fictitious story or something like inspired by true events or real life events, something like that. We can provide a disclaimer like that and carry it forward throughout the book.
Yeah, I think I'd want to do it inspired by actual events. I think that's probably the best route to go. So yeah, that would be the best option, I think.
Okay, all right. Well, I will inform your team that this is the route that we would like to take. Secondly, Angie, since you've provided the information, this is like just the basic information, some rough notes. The team will start working with it in terms of a detailed outline. However, we may have detailed interview sessions with you because, of course, they will have a lot of questions and they might come back to you and ask about that, okay? So based on your schedule, you can let us know maybe next week onwards. Your project manager, Steve, will reach out to you and he will, get the timings too. And then based on that, we can schedule a call maybe with the head of the writing team so we can take things further,
No,
okay?
that's totally fine. That sounds perfect.
Okay, all right. So lastly, I see that you've already logged into the portal, Creative Design Agency. Are you facing any issues navigating that?
No, I've been in there a couple times and it seems pretty straightforward. I have not had any issues with it, no.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so let me guide you in regards to the process in terms of the draft. So within 6 to 7 working days, you will receive a detailed outline, of course, along with some questions if the team thinks that the information is not sufficient enough to draft up an outline or a detailed outline. So the first draft you can anticipate in 6 to 7 working days. We are off on the weekends, okay? Now, once you approve the outline, we'll start to draft up chapters one by one, starting from chapter one. And in every 4 working days, you will be receiving a new draft with content or material added according to the information that you've provided. So you go through that, you provide us your feedback or revisions, whatsoever that is, okay? And that's how that pattern will follow throughout the book until we have completed the book. Lastly, Angie, I need you to know and understand that since you're working with ghostwriters, currently, they do not have any idea, any background knowledge, or any information in regards to your life or the book personally, okay? So it'll take about 3 to 4 drafts for you as an author and for the team to be on the same page. So initially, you've got to think of it this way, that you're the boss, you're running the show, you have to guide them, okay?
Okay.
All right. So once they are in sync,
if I have any additional content, like if I have any other ideas, mm-hmm. can I submit that to the portal? Like things that I remember about that I want to submit, because I didn't submit everything.
Yes.
That was just what I had to get started.
Right. That's what I said, that these are just some basic notes. And, of course, we're going to need much more information, as much as we can. I mean, as much as you can provide. So you're absolutely right. Portal is the way through which you can submit your information. So whenever you remember something or you've drafted up something else, just send it back to us via portal. That way, the entire team is connected over the portal. So that way everybody will be able to get that information from you. All right?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Secondly, have you given a thought to your book cover?
No, I haven't. I just thought that maybe it could be something that is constructed after we get the outline done.
All right. Well, no rush. We'll be doing that simultaneously while we are working on the book, so we have plenty of time to discuss that. See, a lot of times authors come to us with a certain concept with which we just carry their concept forward and provide them like two or three mock-ups to select from. Just in case if the customer or the author does not have a certain idea or concept ready for the book cover, then we provide some suggestions from our end, okay? So let's see how the outline comes out, and based on that, we will move forward towards the book cover as well. Sounds good?
That sounds perfect.
Okay, perfect. One last thing, Angie. Can you please confirm if there's any estimated timeline or deadline for the completion of this project?
No. No, oh. just by the end of the year. I'd like it to be done by the end of the year, for sure.
Of course. Well, let me give you a rough estimate. If we are working with a book of 100 to 150 pages long, then it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. So that is pretty much the estimated timeline or deadline you can anticipate in your mind, okay?
Okie doke.
All right, so that's pretty much it, Angie. I'm going to let you go. Just in case if you have any questions or queries, you have the portal details. And I also want you to note down my cell number if you're ready, so you can reach out to me.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries. Let me know once you're ready so I can provide you my number.
Okay, hang on just 1 second.
Oh, should I drop you a text message if that works for you?
Yeah, could you do that? Could you do that? I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm right in the middle of cooking.
I understand.
In the middle of cooking for my family.
No worries, not at all. All right, so the number I'm calling you at, is that available on texting?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Perfect. All right, then, Angie, I'm dropping you a text message, and just in case if you face any kind of concerns or issues, I'm the head of project management, and you can reach out to me anytime, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
No worries. You have yourself a wonderful day, and happy cooking.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.